Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chrissy's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. At the bottom of the hour, he called in yesterday trying to flex. My buddy, my punching bag when Rob's off, George Wrightster. I like to call him George Wrongster.
I'm surprised you haven't gained 10 pounds when he's on the show because eating all those cupcakes, as easy as it is with him.
He will join us at the bottom of the hour on the hot seat. Should be a lot of fun. Definitely stay tuned for that. We start off the show, Rob, talking about Jim Harbaugh. And I'm going to ask you a simple question. He's the fourth highest paid coach in the nation. $8 million a year. And all of the coaches in the top eight, now remember, he's fourth. Every other coach in the top eight has either won a national title or played in the college football playoff. And I'm going to ask you this. Harbaugh's got less than 2 years left on his deal this year and next. If they don't, it's unusual for a coach, particularly of his stature, to go this deep into a deal without an extension. If Michigan, which in the preseason is ranked 16th, if they don't at least get in the conversation for the playoff this year, do you think they should move on from Harbaugh?
I think they should already. I think that he hasn't lived up to the contract what the expectations were, Chris. You talk about a conversation. Being relevant is good. But it ain't that impossible that Michigan should be in the conversation to at least be like be in the bowl, you know, the playoff.
Right.
Like not even
so maybe
to be in it.
Sixth or
yes.
seventh or something. Yeah.
They're not even in, they haven't been there yet. And I just think when you go out and get a guy of his stat, I get it. He's a Michigan man. He played there, captain comeback. Chris, I get all that. That's all great. And I'm not knocking him for reaching back and pulling one of their own, right? Who had success, some success in the NFL. They didn't win the Super Bowl, but he turned the 49ers around. I get all that. But he didn't come there just so that people can say, well, Michigan won eight games and got blown out by Ohio State again and lost to Michigan State or Notre Dame or, you know, one of their other rivals. And that's it. Okay, well, we're great. We went to the Big House and they won eight games this year. I'm happy. And that's the end of it. People at Michigan and in Ann Arbor want to get to the big game eventually, Chris, and have a shot at winning a chip. That story program has won one national championship, and it was a tie.
And,
and
was
that's
mythical.
It.
That's back when it was
mythical. It's mythical, right? They haven't even won one national championship to their own.
And I've defended Harbaugh to you over the years. Because he did make them relevant. As I said, I think they finished in the top 15 once in the 8 years before he got there. They've been in three times in his 5 years there. He's made them better. But you are right in that when he got there, you remember the video, the hip-hop videos and, you know, the Jordan. They got Jordan brand endorsement. All of that, they expected more. And my thing is that, okay, we're paying you huge money,
right?
And you're not delivering huge results. The results are good, but they're not great, and that's what we're paying you. I'd love if I was Michigan to sit down with him, have a conversation like, look, we can't keep paying you this type of compensation, and I'm sure he wouldn't accept it. But I here's what I might do, Rob, if I'm Michigan. Let it play out the next 2 years. This year
the only problem
he
Chris,
might not accept it, but
he won't accept that because that would be basically, oh, you know, like, oh, and you better and I better not win because I'm a bounce from this school because you wouldn't even give me any security.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that would be a slap in the face to say you got to prove yourself because he's going to say, what do you mean I got to prove myself?
I hear you, too, because I mean, I get it. Yeah, if he. But maybe his loyalty to Michigan, if he had a big year in his last year, would keep him there. I don't know, but he certainly would demand a ton of money. But he needs a fire lit under him. Something. Because they're not getting it done. And so if I were him, I'm giving him 2 years. I'm not extending you yet. I'm giving you 2 years. You blow it out off the charts this year, I'll extend you. But
what happens?
Then you got to do these 2 years.
Say they stumble and they're just bad this year. You know, they're not supposed to be great. They're bad. I don't know how many games are they playing in the Big Ten. Is it
let's
six or
say
eight?
They play eight? I don't know.
Okay, they play eight, Chris, and they're 4-4. That's bad. 4-4. Where are you with Jim Harbaugh if they played? And do you give them a mulligan because of COVID and because of the, you know, how the season went and the players had to adjust or whatever?
I would let him. I would play. I wouldn't fire him. I'd play out that last year. And if he insists on, look, I'm not going in as a lame duck. I need a new deal. I'm like, look, you play on this deal or if you want to walk, that's on you. You know, if he walks, that's on him, and the fan base will be mad at him. You know what I'm saying? And so then you get somebody else. But, no, you go 4-4, heck, maybe even 5-3.
Right.
6-2. I mean, let's face it, 6-2 ain't getting you near the college playoff, but
I wanted to make it really bad so you'd have to really – you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't fire him.
To me, 4-4 would be bad, and you'd have to
It would. I wouldn't fire him, though, with one year left. You know, I let him play that year, and if you don't get it
done,
then
you would refuse to give him a contract because what you would say,
absolutely,
no, we're not giving you, we're not extending you, and
absolutely,
either you honor your contract or you step off, right?
Absolutely.
Walk away.
Absolutely, that's what I would do. All right, Rob, you wrote a very provocative column. Most of your columns are provocative. Pretty much all of them. That's what you shoot for if you're writing, you're ripping.
Right.
That's a good column, right? A provocative column. That's what you want.
I just think that, right, if you write a middle-of-the-road column, and you know this, Chris, you've written columns, a middle-of-the-road column doesn't do anything. Like, right. Like you got
to
move
Leave that
people.
To the beat writers.
Right. That's the middle-of-the-road. As a right. columnist, whether people like it, dislike it, that's the goal of a good columnist to me.
Right. Right. All right. Your column was called LeBron's Ugly Truth. He cheated us in the game. I'm going to let you explain before I detonate.
But basically, it's not a cheating like the Patriots or the Astros. That's not what I'm talking about. It's that LeBron, after couldn't even really enjoy his championship. He's so bitter, so busy talking about needing respect, and he wants his damn respect. And I looked at that and I said, that's because deep down LeBron knows that this isn't just talking heads on television, Skip Bayless, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, whoever else, Max Kellerman, Stephen A. That's not what this is. You've got NBA greats, guys who have played at a high level. You got current players who might not say it publicly, Chris, but you know,
you see what Maurice Spates tweeted? Did you see that?
No, what was that?
Man, it was harsh. You know, he said, he started out, look, I'm not trying to go at LeBron. He's a great player. But he tweeted, we used to celebrate three-peats. And wow. He had a picture of Kobe and Jordan, you know, after they won their three-peats. And then he said, now we... Something, I don't know exact, but now we claiming a dude's the GOAT for winning 4 in 10 tries. Right. Like that, he tweeted that.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was harsh.
And my thing was just that I think LeBron, like, didn't believe in himself, and he cheated us from the whole picture, the whole movie. Part of the NBA experience, and to me, Chris, as covering this league since 1987, was the progression that happened. You know, before Isaiah and the Pistons couldn't get past Boston, they finally broke through, won some championships. You know, it was like a process. There's a road that you go through. We saw it with Michael Jordan, you know, couldn't get past the Pistons. I was there at the Palace with Scottie Pippen and the ice pack on his head and the migraine headache, you know, when they lost game seven and they couldn't get past Detroit, and then finally they broke through, and then Michael started winning. And LeBron didn't want to go through that process. He just wanted to, you know, take the shortcut off the interstate. He wanted to stack the deck in his favor. And I still believe to this day the reason that he doesn't get, despite all of the great things he's done, stat-wise and all the accomplishments, he doesn't give full credit is that people don't feel good about that, Chris, and they it's hard to embrace when they feel like somebody has taken a shortcut, that they didn't go all the way around the park, they went across the park, and they set themselves up. And this is not about he can't move, he's a free agent. LeBron didn't invent free agency or moving. If it wasn't for the Orlando Magic telling Tim Duncan that his wife couldn't fly on a team plane, Tracy McGrady, Grant Hill, and Tim Duncan were going to wind up on the Orlando Magic.
Brought that up, Rob. Like, let's say hypothetically that had happened. And you know, Grant didn't get hurt. And those three went on to win championships.
Well, I think you hold that
against them?
I think it would have been different because of where the mindset was. I don't believe that those guys were like in cahoots. They were all free agents. Orlando had cap space. It just didn't come across the same way as if I can't win in these other places and I'm going there. It was just a different feed from what I remember, Chris, and that's why I look at it differently. But my point is, I think that's why LeBron yearns for respect, and I've always, you know, respect is earned, and you don't ask for it. You know, people just look at your resume, and he has a great resume. He shouldn't have to ask any people for them to endorse him or to justify him or tell him that he's great. That should happen just from the work you put in. That's what the column was about.
It was a good column. I think there are several things, and you know I've said this, that I did feel when LeBron left Cleveland that he had sold himself short. I felt, Rob, I'm trying to think of my mindset back then, because I was doing a lot on LeBron at that time. I did like 5 or 6 cover stories on him for ESPN, the magazine, spent a lot of time with him.
That's when you had that plum job and you only wrote 4 times a year.
That's about it for a magazine like that. It was great. But I felt like LeBron was going to pass Jordan. I felt like he was good enough to pass Jordan. And I felt like he did kind of sell himself short, because I thought he could have led Cleveland to championships by himself. But maybe LeBron knew, because mentally he wasn't ready, because we saw his first year in Dallas, and you know, in Miami, in Dallas, he wasn't ready yet, you know. And then obviously he learned and he did some soul searching, and he, you know, learned in that organization in Miami and became a different person and player, and obviously ended up winning many after that. But the other thing is, look, Larry Bird went to the Celtics. They had Robert Parrish. They had Kevin McHale, who wasn't great at that point but became great. They had Tiny Archibald even. You know, he was with Bird for his first championship, Hall of Fame point guard. And then Magic went to the team that had Kareem. At that time had Jamal Wilkes, Norm Nixon, who were great players. Ended up getting James Worthy, Byron Scott. You know, like, they were able to inherit great players right away. And LeBron wasn't. And I know for a fact, having talked to LeBron, he wasn't planning on leaving Cleveland. He felt like, I'm going to win championships really no matter who's with me. Early in his career, he was that confident.
Right, you talk to people, right?
Yep.
Right, you talk to him,
He didn't recruit Michael Redd when Redd was a free, which would have been a huge boon for Cleveland. He didn't really recruit Ray Allen when Ray was a free agent and, you know, guys like that. Larry Hughes just went there. I mean, LeBron just made a video, generic video for all the free agents to look for. But had he and then he kept falling short. And he saw the Celtics got 3 stars. Kobe's got Pau Gasol. You know, these guys got a second guy, at least, if not a third. And he was recruiting. He was trying to get Chris Bosh to come to Cleveland. And Bosh was like, man, I can go to Miami and play with D. Wade. And so he didn't see any way out. And remember, Rob, LeBron also, like Kevin Durant, but even to a higher degree, was under incredible pressure to win a championship by that time. Remember? And I'm not excusing. I'm just saying, all players aren't under that pressure. But LeBron, because of how great he was, it was like, you got to win a ring, dude. You got to win a ring. And you got to win several rings. And I think that that's part of all that led him to go to Miami and play with those guys. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. I do think, to your point, that is a part of why most people feel Jordan's the GOAT, because he did go through that process. And LeBron, I don't poo-poo it, he did move around. And whereas his front office couldn't bring him the great teammates, he said, I'm going to do it myself. Magic had greats. Bird had greats. You know, all these other guys, Duncan had greats. I'm going to go get my greats since the front office can't bring them to me. So 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You've heard the conversation about LeBron. Do you agree with Rob that LeBron cheated the fans and the sport by shortcutting the process en route to a title? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, 877-99 on Fox. All right, let's get right to it. Is Rob right? Did LeBron cheat basketball and the fans by creating the super teams?
Joshua in Memphis, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joshua?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Great, man. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. I love watching the show. It's my first time calling.
Well,
thank you, brother.
You.
We appreciate it. Don't make it the last.
No, it's not. But I don't agree with Rob. Oh, I agree with Chris. I just think that people felt that, like, how it was a how dare you moment. Like, how dare LeBron take the power out of his own hands and go join his own team and not stay with Cleveland when he was a superstar. Like, it was more like, oh, you the best player, so you should do it on your own. But a lot of people forget, like, Scottie Pippen was not a slouch. Scottie Pippen was probably the second best player in the league to Jordan.
Well,
so he
slow,
had
down. Slow down
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, he wasn't. True. That's not, yeah. Joshua. He wasn't.
He's good. He's a Hall of Famer legitimately.
And for all the people who want to pump up Scottie Pippen, he didn't win a championship after Michael Jordan. He never won a Finals MVP. He could have easily,
not even
Chris.
Close.
Right. He could have easily, right, if he was that guy. Right. And he had a great finals. It wasn't. Come on, man.
Keeping it real. And Scottie Pippen was terrific the year
Nobody's
that Jordan
bashing
left,
him.
Right? The year Jordan left, his first year, and Scottie led him to 55 wins. But other than that, Scottie didn't do much anywhere else without Jordan. Not in
Just
Portland, not in Houston. Houston, he averaged 14 points at 33 years old. In Portland, he averaged like 11. You know, so slow down with that.
Jim in Nevada, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Third time I've actually talked to you guys about this same exact thing, really. I look at LeBron kind of like KD, you know. I think he gets the same respect like KD does because he went to a super team, you know. You look at Michael, you know, he stayed with one team for 6 years or for his entire career, except for the last 2 years.
The last two, right.
Right. But you know, he built that team, you know,
and let's say this, hold on 1 second. Don't go anywhere. Hold on. Chris and I have talked about this. The Bulls were a terrible organization.
Yep.
Terrible.
Yeah. It was like Charlotte Hornets or something like that.
You look at Larry Bird, same thing, you know.
Celtics were awful at that time when he got there.
Obviously, yep. Not a bad organization, but
right. But the team was bad.
And think of the respect that LeBron would have had he stayed in Cleveland, and this was his fourth championship in Cleveland.
Or his it would be different. I think.
I think it would be way different. And these guys that run and build these super teams and get a championship like KD did, I just don't respect them the same as I do MJ. I mean, listen,
it's hard to win, and Bill Rowland brought this up, Rob. It's hard to win three championships in three different franchises. I don't care even how good the players you might go to are. It's difficult, especially doing your second year each time. But I do think that if he had just stayed in Cleveland and had four rings, I think people might view that differently. Because, and remember, and all the props I want to give him for being the first to win three different franchises, a lot of that's because the stars didn't move around.
Right.
You know, Bird never left.
He played
Bird, Magic, Isaiah,
they all played for their original team.
I mean, Carmelo went to the Lakers. But yeah, you know, they most of them stayed with their one team. Dr. J never left Philadelphia.
Well, so I do want to say this. Did you see in the column real quick how I said about LeBron's statue when they finally erected the statue?
Yeah, I'm glad. That was actually funny. You can go ahead and tell it.
And I just said basically one hand, he'll have a basketball. On the other hand, he'll have a suitcase. You know, that'll be a statue. Sorry about that.
That was a good one. But speaking of LeBron's statue, that's a hot seat topic with our man George Reitster coming up next.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's time, folks, for the hot seat.
Damn, son.
The current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot.
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot. Little crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
Yes, sir, it is the hot seat. The Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. The segment where we have one of our Fox Sports teammates get in that squared circle with the tag team champions of the world, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Tonight's victim. You heard him yesterday on Trash Talking Tuesday. He's back for a double dip. None other than our man, George Reitster. George, how you feeling, man?
Man, I'm over here, man. I'm fresh as a butterfly, and I'm strong as a bee, man. I'm making up my own words, man. I'm like Muhammad
Ali.
Well,
I'm strong as an ox, and an ox is much stronger than a bee, as you're about to find out.
Listen, man, it is going to be so quiet over there that you can hear a mouse urinate on a piece of cotton over there.
Wow. All right. Did you give George his nicknames? He's got two.
What, George
Wrongster And Chris Broussard's punching bag.
Oh, that's geez. Right. All right, you know how this works. George got three very hot takes. He's going to defend 2-on-1 against the Odd Couple. Let's get started, guys. Topic number one. George says when the Lakers win another championship, one more ring for LeBron, he will deservingly get a statue outside of Staples Center. George, you got 30 seconds. Tell us why.
LeBron has earned the Lakers Nation love and their respect, not only because he brought a championship, but it's the timing of the championship in 2020. No Lakers fan will ever forget January 26, 2020. There was no other possible solution than the Lakers winning a championship this year. 10 years from the last time that they won and 20 years from the last time that they won before that. And LeBron has delivered. He's never let a city down.
I'll give you that. LeBron delivered and has won the hearts of Laker fans over. No doubt about it. Give him his props. First of all, there's no room for another statue. I mean, you got Chick Hearn. You got Shaq. You got Magic, Kareem. You got Oscar De La Hoya. Kobe, of course, is going to get one. I mean, it's crazy out there. And number two, I think a statue, one player for one franchise. Like, I think LeBron's going to get a statue, obviously, but I think it's got to be in Cleveland.
What is wrong with you, Chris? It's not just in Cleveland that you get a statue. When you do great things in great places, do you remember that the great Pat Riley said that Michael Jordan's number should be retired everywhere? That's the same thing like LeBron James in Miami, same thing in Cleveland. And when you come out here in L.A. and you do great things, you deserve a statue. Maybe take down the Oscar De La Hoya He didn't win big fights. Take it down and put up a LeBron James because he was the hero that we needed in 2020 to heal Laker Nation hearts.
As always, a prisoner of the moment. You don't erect a statue left and right for everybody who's won a championship. This city's filled with championships from Lakers. You know how many great players played here? There's no way LeBron, if he gets a statue, it should be in Cleveland. I just told you, with holding a basketball and a suitcase, because he's a vagabond. That's the statue he should get. It shouldn't be for winning a championship or you're hoping and wishing it's a second one. And if anything, Anthony Davis would be a part of that.
You can hold on to Michael Jordan all you want to. LeBron's the GOAT.
You still talking?
You know, George, you
points
know the rules.
Off.
Man, I had to take a point
the
off there
were
for swinging
anyway,
after the bell.
After that,
it's really
out.
Tough to get a statue outside of Staples.
That was a
10-6
round after all that extracurricular.
Round number one goes to the Odd Couple.
Yes.
It was tough.
And are the Laker fans going to spray paint it too once they put it out there? I'm just asking.
Never, because he did the thing that we needed the most.
Here we go. Round number two. George Reister in the hot seat. George says that Russell Wilson is the most underrated player in the history of the NFL. George, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
Wow.
Absolutely. Mr. Unlimited is unlimited. He needs to be talked about in the same breath as the Joe Montanas, as the Tom Brady's. Because if you look at what this man does, his touchdown to interception ratio is one of the greatest of all time. Despite him having no MVP votes, he is still, he's the guy that you trust in the end of the game. So clutch. I mean, Brady just blundered against the Bears, but you saw what Russell Wilson did. He's in the middle of his prime. Every single team in the NFL except for Green Bay and Kansas City would trade their starter for Russell Wilson right now and a first-round draft.
He's so clutch that he blew a Super Bowl at the one-yard line. Do you remember the pick that he threw? No, you don't remember because you put that out of your mind. Russell Wilson is a great quarterback. People give him his credit, but let's not get carried away. The same breath as Joe Montana, who's 4-0 in Super Bowls, 11 touchdowns, no picks, 3 MVPs, and he threw two touchdowns to win the game at the end. He's not in that class. He gets his credit. That's all he needs.
He does not get the credit that he deserves, man. That's why he has no MVP votes. This man is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and it's not even close. He's an All-Pro multiple times. I mean, how do you hate on this? I mean, you need to appreciate one of the greatest players that we have ever seen, one of the most clutch performers that we've ever seen, and his leadership ability. He makes everybody around him believe that they can do it. And when you watch the game this week, you knew against the Vikings, when he got the ball back, it was a guaranteed win, guaranteed touchdown. Didn't matter, fourth and 10 two times.
Enough! All right, I'll give you that he's a tad bit underrated, but he's starting to get his love. He's really starting to get a lot of love now. And you know what this is about, winning Super Bowls for quarterbacks. He's not going to get the praise until he wins another Super Bowl, the ultimate praise. You mentioned Brady and Montana. Stop it. I'm going to give you a name of a guy that's, I think, more underrated than him. Emmitt Smith, all-time leading rusher, won three Super Bowls, yet no one, including me, thinks he's the greatest running back ever. I mean, at least there got to be a few people out there other than his wife and kids that think he's the best running back ever. He's the most underrated.
Another tough round to score. I thought you guys both made good takes. I actually agree with George on this one. Mr. Unlimited is not getting enough love.
How can he call him the most clutch and he threw a pick to lose a Super Bowl?
He's the most underrated player.
That's not clutch. Come on, man.
And you talk about one Super Bowl, but you guys will talk about Aaron Rodgers. You'll talk about Patrick Mahomes. So great, so great. They only got one Super Bowl.
Mahomes only played 2 years.
All right, here we go. Hottest take of the night. We saved the best for last in the hot seat. George Reister says that any self-respecting wing eater only gets them buffalo style and they dip them in the blue cheese. George, you got 30 seconds. Explain yourself.
I see Mr. Rob Parker talking about wings, and I hear through the grapevine that his favorite flavors of wings are lemon pepper and garlic parmesan. Nobody eats garlic parmesan wings. Those are weak. Buffalo wings were invented to be eaten with buffalo sauce. I'm sorry if your little weak tongue can't handle a little bit of spice, Rob Parker. You need to make sure that you get the wings cooked naked with some proper buffalo sauce. Dip them in there, man.
Buffalo wings, yes, those are for kids when you first have your first experience with it. You need to expand a little bit. You know what? You started out in the bedroom. Now we're in the living room. Now we're on the lazy boy. That's what lemon pepper is. That's what garlic parmesan. You need to spread it out a little bit and enjoy it. My goodness, after I have some lemon pepper or garlic parm, I need a cigarette.
Man. I'm a little
That's
moist
how good
right
they
now.
Are.
Hey, you talking about a lazy boy, you might as well be 75 years old, man. You're on the Golden Girls Tour already. You need to make this is how you want to keep young. You're on your Instagram talking about you and your Travis Scott. You need to make sure that you get you some proper wings. It is about spice. It is about flavor. And it is about, yes, I am all in on lemon pepper. But lemon pepper is the complement to the buffalo wings. You can't just get lemon pepper without getting buffalo wings.
Oh. George, can you live a little? My goodness. That's the only flavor you get? Please, I mean, lemon pepper, garlic parmesan, yes. But there's also honey chipotle. There's also Asian zing, Korean barbecue. My goodness, I'm telling you, try one. It will expand your horizons. It will open up a whole new world for you. I mean, really, please do it for yourself. You're holding yourself back. This is unbelievable. This is a terrible take.
You didn't listen, Chris. I said they are compliments.
All right, again, this last round could go either way.
10-6 round.
Winner take all. I must say, Alex has seen it. I eat a lot of buffalo wings in this studio. Alex, how do I get my wings done?
My man, you get them. Buffalo sauce and a pint of ranch.
Round number three goes to George Reister and the W.
You're using Rob's? Rob's?
I'm an impartial judge.
You are ridiculous. And, George, I want you to know there's more than just missionary, all right? So I just want you as you go forward.
Hey, man, listen. I have five kids, Rob. I know this.
Yo, you don't think your nickname's not still George Wrongster. All right,
because it is.
Rob G just gave you a gift.
Hey, I need the title belt. I came in here, whooped up on the Odd Couple. I'm glad both of y'all
were there today, because every time I'm usually on, one of y'all ducking out.
And you know what? You said you have five kids after your, this decision given to you by Rob G. You have six kids now.
All right, George. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Yep. All right. Appreciate it, y'all. Have a good night.
Peace. Keep it locked. All right, couple, Chris and Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, Rob, I'm just going to ask you a little bit about, you know, the way baseball, the playoffs are going. You know, right now, the Astros and the Rays are tied at 2-2 in the fourth inning. Obviously, the Astros got a long hill to climb. They're They're down.
They could be eliminated, right? They could be eliminated tonight.
I see no way. I know it's happened, obviously, with the Red Sox and the Yankees, but I don't see them coming back from this 3-0 deficit. The Dodgers obviously have life. I mean, they're up 15-1 in game three. Now they'll be down two games to one.
Right.
I do think we need the Dodgers in the World Series.
Because I think because of Tampa, and it would be, Tampa winds up going to the World Series, and it would be, they've been before, right? They lost to the Phillies. I think they lost to the Phillies. But it would be, like, kind of fitting because they don't really have a fan base down there, so they're playing in front of nobody would be kind of, like, normal. But they have a great pitching staff, and you can't poo-poo them. You know, they were able to beat the Yankees in five games, Chris.
Yeah.
And Houston, which was a surprise that they got as far as they have gotten. But when you lose Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander, you know how hard it is to win? Seriously.
It's been impressive.
It really
that they
is.
Got this far, yeah.
That they even got this far and were four games away
especially
from going back to the World
cans.
Series. Exactly. So, yeah, Atlanta's a good young team. People would know more about the Dodgers and their stars with Mookie Betts and, you know, Clayton Kershaw, you know those names, Cody Bellinger, you know, stuff like that. But right. They need the Dodgers. They need, like, a big-name team. We thought before the season started, at least I did, that it would be the Yankees and the Dodgers, which would have been a repeat from 81. They haven't played together in the World Series since 1981. And obviously the Dodgers
mostly
would be a
Dodgers
great story.
Fault.
Yeah. But they would make a great story if the Dodgers played one, Chris, because they haven't won since 1988. You remember right. when the Cubs finally broke through and won? It became a national story, right? Cubs
right.
finally won. So, yes, baseball needs the Dodgers.
I think there would be some excitement for a Dodgers-Rays series. Just even though the Rays aren't, you know, they aren't much of a draw, but, you know, they're the upstart team this year. Having beat the Yankees, they will have beaten the hated Astros. And then, like you said, the Dodgers going for that first ring since 88. I think that would be a draw, even though it'd be mainly one team.
Right.
I think
still,
because of how good the Rays are. You know what yep. I mean? People would have interest. Atlanta, Tampa Bay, I'm going to watch it. I love playoff baseball. And I would be into it, especially if it's a really good series. But it's not going to be – it'd be almost like Denver-Miami in the
right.
NBA
it,
Finals.
It would know? Be right. And it would be like instead of box office, it would be straight to DVD. It would be kind of right. that kind of world. It just would be. I'm being honest.
Yeah.
People would watch. Right. You know I'd watch, but
yep.
I understand.
Yep. And it's like you said, they both got some hot young players.
Right.
You know, and
just that people don't know
the
all
quality would be fine. Yeah. Yeah. But it's just the name, lack of name recognition. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud to download, subscribe, leave a comment, and 5 stars, of course. See you guys tomorrow. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.